Thank you and good afternoon. A final decision regarding the future of the Lolita Cheese Company could come at a December 5th hearing in a courtroom in Santa Rosa. Lolita Cheese has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and has filed a second motion to use cash collateral to pay the creditor who forced the cheese company to initially file for bankruptcy protection. Lolita Cheese, represented by Steven Olson, an attorney from Santa Rosa, has put forth a plan to use some of its current assets to pay the Lolita operations debt, and that will be up for a decision at the December 5th hearing. Arcata police arrested a man wanted on several felony warrants Saturday night after stopping him while he was riding his bike on Alliance Road. The officer pulled over 54-year-old Andreas McDonald because he did not have proper lighting for his bicycle, and after checking records, learned that McDonald, a parolee, was also wanted on the warrants. A search of McDonald and his belongings turned up 5 baggies containing suspected methamphetamine, and he was arrested and booked for the warrants, possession, and possession for sale. The coroner and the sheriff's office identified the sole victim of a plane crash in southern Humboldt Friday as 59-year-old Dr. Douglas Todd Pleatman, the chief emergency room doctor at Gerald Phelps Hospital in Garberville. Dr. Pleatman, a resident of Cameron Park, was flying his small plane en route to Garberville when he crashed in the South Fork of the Eel River on Sproul Creek Road. Dr. Pleatman was the sole occupant of the plane, and the cause of the crash is under investigation by the FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board. The Humboldt County Elections Office released a post-election update on Friday, and if the results as of today stand, Kim Burgell will be the winner in the Ward 3 City Council race in Eureka, knocking off incumbent Mike Newman. The recent update showed that Burgell had overcome a 104-vote deficit and taken the lead by 46 votes. Burgell tallied 3,359 votes to Newman's 3,313 after mail-in and provisional ballots had been counted in addition to early mail-ins and Election Day votes. The official certification of the November 4th election must be complete by next Tuesday. A Humboldt County woman is facing up to 7 years in prison after being convicted of felony assault with a deadly weapon and causing great bodily injury. Elmi Workman will be sentenced in the coming weeks after a jury convicted her for her actions during a physical altercation with the victim, Angela Pitts, in May of 2012. Workman, who was driving a car with her stepson, Dennis Workman, in Eureka, had been followed to Arcata by Pitts, who wanted to speak with Dennis Workman about the child the two had in common. That led to the assault by Elmi Workman after she stabbed Pitts with a knife, causing life-threatening injuries, including the laceration of her liver. Elmi Workman's offense was considered serious and violent under California's new sentencing guidelines, and the case was prosecuted by Deputy DA Zach Curtis. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. One of the statewide propositions on the ballot in the election earlier this month that has passed with a 67% vote is Proposition 1, which authorizes over $7 billion in general obligation bonds for state water supply infrastructure projects. Prop 1 will also replace Prop 84, which was another general obligation bond that's going to sunset. Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District official Alderon Laird talked about how Prop 84 has helped the water agency.
Our water agency certainly is secured quite a bit of money through Prop 84 to put in new laterals in our rainy collectors and putting in a new bridge or transmission line across the Mad River for Blue Lake and Fieldbrook and, you know, other projects like that that water agencies need to have keep funded, because all of us have infrastructure that's 50 plus years old. So without Prop 1, we were going to be in really dire straits. So
Laird also went on to talk about some of the projects that Proposition 1 would help fund.
We're just slowly replacing and updating all of our infrastructure, and all the water agencies are doing that. City of Arcata, you know, I'm sure would like to get more storage facilities. Eureka, you know, replaced one of their major water transmission lines, you know, about 5 years ago. Those are the sort of projects that get funded.
The official certification of the November 4th election has to be completed by next Tuesday, December 2nd. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.